You're listening to Musically Speaking on 91.9 KVCR. My name is Margaret Worsley, and I'm Associate Professor of Music at San Bernardino Valley College. September is National Recovery Month, which resonates nationwide as we face problems in our communities of drug and alcohol abuse and addiction. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention use the phrase, every person, every family, every community, which emphasizes that recovery is possible for everyone. Here in San Bernardino, the county's Department of Behavioral Health has been rigorously working to support those who are struggling. As part of these efforts, a special concert titled The Sound of Recovery 2 is taking place Thursday, September 28th, to raise awareness and community support by highlighting local recovery stories. Here to talk more about the Sound of Recovery project is San Bernardino County Drug and Alcohol Counselor Alex Cordoba. Alex, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to get all the information from you about
yes.
all the good things that are happening. Let's begin by chatting about who you are. Where are you from and what do you do working as a drug and alcohol counselor for the county?
I was born in Pacoima, California. A lot of people ask me, what part of Mexico is that from? And I tell them, no, it's actually in California. Mm-hmm. It's where Richie Valens is from.
Nice.
So that's where people kind of connect it. Mm-hmm. I was not even 2 months old when my parents moved to Ontario. Mm. So that's where I grew up, Ontario, California. Mm-hmm. I just went to Bombview Elementary School, De Anza Junior High, and then I graduated from Ontario High in 1990. So yeah, that's my stomping grounds, I like to say. Mm-hmm. I'm in recovery myself. July 26th is 21 years. Mm. So I tell people now I could go to Vegas and drink drink like a normal person, but I just mess around. I can't drink. But yeah, I decided to go to school to become alcohol and drug counselor because all fingers were pointing that way and people kept telling me. Mm-hmm. Decided to go to school in 2005. Decided to go to a private school. They prepare you to take the state certification. Did that. Then I started my internship at Inland Valley Recovery Services in Upland, California, at their men's residential program. Worked there for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. Then I decided to put my resume out, and I got hits from the county and came in and did an interview, and I got hired in 2015 as an alcohol and drug counselor working for the Screening, Assessment, and Referral Center. What we do there is, back then it was a walk-in, but now it's over the phone. It's a call center. And anybody in the county, San Bernardino, that has either Medi-Cal or has no insurance, they get screened over the phone, and we direct them to the appropriate level of care. It's not like back in the days where, oh, you have a drug problem, you need to go to residential. Mm-hmm. For some people, that's not an appropriate level of care, especially if they have kids. You know, who are we to tell them, well, can't you leave your kids with your next-door neighbor, mm-hmm. you know, while you go to treatment? Or if they have a job, they can't, you know, take time off, you know, for whatever reason. So we direct them to the appropriate level of care. And so a lot of the calls are family members of a person, you know, what do I do, what I need to do? And we let them know exactly the steps to get somebody. And unfortunately, it has to be willing by the person. And sometimes even people call in and they have private insurance. They're up late at night. And they see that commercial, you know, back in the days it was, I was once an addict, now I'm not. Mm-hmm. They'll call that 800 number and they'll ask them what type of insurance you have. And if it's not a PPO insurance, they'll give them any random number. And sometimes they'll call us and we'll instruct them on how to access their substance use or mental health services through their private insurance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then what I do as an alcohol and drug counselor, I just recently got, you could say, a promotion. Now I'm working with the Inland Empire Opioid Crisis Coalition. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, I became the Narcan guy. And I volunteered to go out and hand out Narcan to some of the shelters during mm-hmm. the pandemic. They've been requesting for me to go out. So I do presentations and I go out and go to resource fairs and do a quick Narcan training. And the person leaves with a box of Narcan. Mm-hmm. And I also go out on Thursdays with the Sheriff's Hope Team. If they're listening, shout out to you guys, the Homeless Outreach Proactive Enforcement Team. And I was there with them earlier today before I came here, mm-hmm. Doing the trainings out in the field to the unhoused population mm-hmm. if they want Narcan. And I just let them know it doesn't have to be for you. It could be for anybody, you know, a neighbor or, you know. So that's what I do as an alcohol and drug counselor for the County of San Bernardino.
That is incredible. You're really in it. And what a title, the Narcan guy.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, this is Musically Speaking, and we're chatting with Alex Cordoba, drug and alcohol counselor for the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. The county's Department of Behavioral Health has been coordinating these projects with San Bernardino Valley College and other community stakeholders in support of raising community awareness. Can you tell us a little bit of the history of the Recovery Project and its various iterations over the last few years?
It all began with a meeting between our deputy director, Jennifer Alcina, and our mental health education consultant, Donald Harris. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Donnie. Their goal was to expand the events in September for the National Recovery Month. We used to just have the Recovery Happens event, great event. They wanted, you know, to expand the recovery events that be going on, not just the Recovery Happens.
Yeah.
So DBH, or Department of Behavioral Health, San Bernardino County has a lot of acronyms. So DBH partnered with San Bernardino Valley College, and they brought in a recovery-themed play to the theater called Finding Our Way.
Mm.
I unfortunately couldn't make it because it was on a Thursday and I was out with the sheriffs, and I think it was a little bit earlier in the day.
It was like a theater production.
Yes, a theater production, and they did the Finding Our Way, and then they also, San Bernardino Valley College Theater Department performed a skit called Defeating the Monster.
Mm.
Since then, the collaboration has presented a virtual play called What About Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got involved, it was the poetry reading. I remember Donnie reached out to me and said, hey, we need you to come and do some poetry. I go, what? I don't do poetry. I go, I tried to rap back in the day, back in the 80s, and I wasn't good at that. So I stuck to breakdancing. But Donnie convinced me to come out. And after the second workshop, lo and behold, I created a poem.
Oh, good for
and
you.
Then when Donnie says, hey, yeah, by the way, you're going to get up there and read it. I said, okay. It came out. And it was great.
How was that process for you and being cathartic and working through your recovery?
Trying to think of, because the main purpose of all this recovery happens, and I mean, not just in September, as me as an alcohol and drug counselor, is to let people out there that are struggling, that can't help themselves, let me help you.
Mm.
So the main concept is, how can my experience help somebody that's sitting out in the audience? Mm-hmm. Or right now listening to this podcast, hey, there is help out there. So I just started thinking about when I was in my addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I started just writing down how I was feeling whenever I was, I like to use the example of being in a garage with the door half open.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the methamphetamine culture, mm-hmm. most of the time you're hanging out at somebody's garage. And I used to look at that garage door half open because I'm optimistic. I knew one day I was going to get out, but not right now,
mm-hmm.
When I'm ready.
Yeah.
And then some people look at it as half closed. You know, they think there is no hope. Mm-hmm. So when I sat down to write this poem, I wanted to get that message out that, hey, eventually there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So that was just my purpose of, you know, it was easy for me to do, like get my thoughts, but it was hard because I always think that poems have to rhyme.
Yeah.
And we were told, no, they're not necessarily,
no.
You know, so yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear about that process. What about this year? What does the Sound of Recovery Project 2 look like in 2023?
So let's go back to Sounds of Recovery 1. So mm-hmm. after the poetry, Donnie reached out to me and says, hey, this time, music. And I go, oh, no, you're not going to get me on stage to sing. You know, I'm going to clear out the auditorium. So I came in, and Donnie, you know, he has this magic on linking people.
Mm-hmm.
And he linked me with Mo and Sincere. I gave them a copy of my poem, and they asked me a couple questions, and they said, we got you. I didn't hear the song until, because I was told we weren't going to use the sample that they got on online. You know, the day of the event, of the concert, it came out, and it was just looking around and watching people bob their head and getting up and dancing and clapping.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience. So fast forward to Sounds of Recovery 2, it was a great success for the first one. We were even bringing in people were walking by and, hey, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a concert, free, come on in. So this year it's just going to be crazy. It keeps evolving.
Yeah.
You know, I know Donnie's vision was to just every year just change it up a little bit or a lot. Donnie's vision is just getting the word out to the community, and then inviting people from the community. He had some workshops here on campus, mm-hmm. and bringing people in to tell their story and then linking them to songwriters.
Yeah.
So then the songwriters write the lyrics and then linking them to musicians to put the sound to those lyrics and then just perform it on stage. The vision is to have all arts, you know, whether it's paintings, performing art, that's the goal of this, just to get it going.
Yeah.
You know, the first year with the poetry, it was like, eh. The second year was like, okay, I see it. And then when Donnie reached out for this year, it's just my brain was already, prior to him inviting me, I go, if he invites me, I have these some examples to give to him to see what he thinks. So
yeah.
So yes.
I was just going to ask, will you be sharing part of your story this year?
Yes, I will. Not more of my story as in my addiction. Mm-hmm. It's more of the counselor side.
Ah.
You know, I just thought it's something different. You know, because like I said, there might be somebody out in the audience that's on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know they have an issue, but they're fear.
Yeah.
That's the number one. That first step to get help, to say, yes, I need help, is the hardest one. And so it's going to be a song. And it's like I said, I just had it in my head. You know, I want, you know, when the person's calling in for help, the music behind kind of like eerie. Because mm-hmm. that's what you feel.
Yeah.
You know, when you reach out for that help, you know, like I said, when I was homeless, people would come up to us and offer us help all the time. But I was okay.
Yeah.
And when I go out to the community and talk to the unhoused and we ask them, you know, do you want help? They're like, nah, I'm okay. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I understand them because at that moment in time, they're good. But there's going to come in time when they're not good. So if there's somebody out in the audience, hopefully two or three or four or five people,
mm-hmm.
we could get them linked to the services. And let him know it's okay.
Yeah. It is scary. I look forward to hearing the stories of those who are struggling or have worked through that into triumph from our community. There's such a beautiful connecting effect of empathy that happens during these events. It's just really inspiring. You're listening to Musically Speaking on 91.9 KVCR. I'm Margaret Worsley. We're chatting with Alex Cordoba, drug and alcohol counselor for the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. Alex, let's talk about the problem of substance use disorders. What do you see on the daily, and what warrants the importance of this type of event like the Sound of Recovery Project in our community?
What I see on a daily basis is, unfortunately, the stigma.
Mm.
Most people won't reach out for help because they're going to label me, mm-hmm. even though they're already being labeled. And the worst part is some physicians and doctors don't look at it as a disease,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they try to compare it to other. And it comes down to that behavioral disease,
mm-hmm.
which some people don't understand. I used to use this terminology, and I heard it at a 12-step meeting one time, where when I use my drug of choice, my symptoms are I break out in handcuffs.
Mm.
I break out in cases. I break out at West Valley Detention Center. And that was my story. When I heard that, I said, wow, you know. Mm-hmm. So to explain that to a family member that's never dabbled in any type of substances, to explain to them that you're asking a person to stop using a substance that's became their medication,
mm-hmm.
their therapist, their best friend. As long as they supply it, it's always there. And it never tells them, I'm busy right now. Go talk to somebody else. I don't want to hear it. It's always there. And the way I can explain to a person that's calling us that wants to help their loved one is this. I go, let's just say after we stop this conversation, I tell you, you can never make contact with your kids ever again,
mm.
or your loved ones. Are you going to be able to do that? And they're like, well, definitely not. Mm. I go, that's what you're asking this person to do. And it's not that easy. And then I go into the dangers of certain substances that are dangerous to stop just like that, like alcohol.
Yeah.
It's one of the drugs that a person can die off of when they're withdrawing. So to educate the community is key because I don't like using the word try. I was told a long time ago, famous word of Yoda, there is no try. You either do or you don't.
Yeah.
And my sponsor, rest in peace, Caesar,
mm-hmm.
he explained to me what the word try in recovery is. He goes, you and I are on a 2-story building or 3-story. We look over at each other and we decide to jump off. We jump off and halfway I stop and I go back up. That's trying. He goes, no, it doesn't happen that way. Either you do or you don't.
mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking to people is we are we're going to work on breaking this stigma. You know, that recovery does happen, and people do get their kids back, their lives back. And while they were in their addiction, although people say it's a choice, I don't believe that once you're in your disease. It's, you have to. It's survival mode. Mm. It's like that cup of coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. What happens if you don't drink your cup of coffee in the morning? Most people come into the office and don't talk to me. I'm not ready yet. You know, they're not ready to people to be, you know, and once they get that coffee in their system, they're like, okay, I'm ready to take on the day. I go, now imagine that 100 times worse than what you're feeling, or the headaches, or the, you know, the shaking sometimes. So just to have the people that are struggling, let them know that, you know what, it's okay. People are going to talk, people are going to say, but the key thing is you. You're the most important person, and let's get you some help.
Mm. I love that this concert provides an opportunity to highlight all of these themes and acknowledge, even though we have these problems in our community, we're celebrating those who made it and we're supporting those who still need help. Mm. If you're just joining us, this is Musically Speaking, and we're chatting with Alex Cordoba, drug and alcohol counselor for the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. We're highlighting a recovery concert called The Sound of Recovery 2 that's happening at Valley College in just a few days on Thursday, September 28th at 7 p.m. in the SBVC Auditorium. I'm going to ask you for a few different resources, the first of which is, where can people go if they need help with addiction?
Back in the days, people were expected to come into an office. Mm. Now it's over the phone. They could call the Screening Assessment and Referral Center, or we're known by SARC. Mm-hmm. The first number is 909-421-4601. Then we also have our toll-free number, the 1-800-968-2636. They get screened over the phone, and like I said, they'll determine the level of care that they meet criteria for. Whether it's an intensive outpatient, withdrawal management, which was formerly known as detox, or residential treatment. Sometimes people call and they think that they need treatment, and it's just because they got out of hand at a party one day, and it might just be a referral to, you know what, maybe you could go to a 12-step meeting, you know. Or maybe they'll call us sometimes and they're looking for parenting classes. So by the time you hang up, you're going to have some type of referral to somewhere. So like I said, when they call that number, if it's their first time reaching out for help, we prepare them to what to expect. When I used to work there and people would call me and this is their first time reaching out for help, I would explain to them, this is what to expect. And it's not just you're going to go and be on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to dig deep to find out the core issue of why, because alcohol and drugs is not the problem. It's the issue behind the issue behind the issue, why they've resorted to the alcohol and the drugs to medicate, self-medicate. Mm-hmm. So that's the number that they could call Monday through Friday. The hours of operation are 7 o'clock in the morning till 5:30, and they can get screened over the phone. If they call after hours, they're going to get a live person, the after hours person. And what they'll do is, unfortunately, we don't do screenings at that time, mm-hmm. but they'll get down their information, and they have the option of giving us their information and having somebody call them back the next business day, or they could call back at 7 o'clock the next business day.
Great. I love that the help is individualized and there's real hand holding there. That's wonderful.
Oh, yes, it is.
The second ask is, how can the community support this cause and the Sound of Recovery project?
They could come out, and it's September 28th at 7 o'clock at the auditorium here at San Bernardino Valley College, 701 South Mount Vernon Avenue in San Bernardino. They could come by and, you know, maybe next year they could be involved. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they know somebody that would like to be involved in something like this, and they could even bring them out on that day. I believe that day, I'm going to make sure that we have somebody there doing the Narcan trainings mm-hmm. to hand out the Narcan for people that want it, and also the fentanyl test strips and the Doterra bags. You know what the Doterra bags are?
No, inform me.
It's a little bag to dispose of medication or any substances you find in your house. It's like a little pouch. You fill it up halfway with warm water. It's got like a little Tide Pod device inside, and you can put up to 15 pills in there and seal it, and the Tide Pod will dissolve, and it deactivates the medication.
Oh, wow.
So then now you could just throw it in the trash. You mm-hmm. don't have to worry about somebody picking it up. I like to scare people out. My scare tactic is I watch this show on Netflix with Zac Efron, mm-hmm. where he goes around and investigates certain things, and they said that about 90% of the fish we're eating is contaminated with medication.
90?
Most people push it down the toilet. You're not supposed to do that. So it goes out into the ocean. So if you like sushi, you know, yes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
And it's pervasive.
Are they really going to stop it? I don't know. You know, yeah. But even, you know, if you throw it in out in the gutter, it's going to go to the ocean. So those are the Terra bags that we hand out also to the community just to, you know, help. If they don't want to drive to the police station or a pharmacy where they can dispose the medication. Mm-hmm. Some people have medications in their medicine cabinet that have been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're ready to clean that out, come on by and we'll have that for you.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about services offered through the county?
The services are there. If a person is not comfortable talking on the phone, they could call us and say, you know what, they prefer to have a face-to-face. Mm-hmm. We'll direct them to the closest county clinic where there's an alcohol and drug counselor there that will do the screening live in person with them and get them going. Because some people like that. The old school style, you know, face to face, you know, and then it's a plus for the alcohol and drug counselor, because there's times where I've talked to somebody over the phone and I ask them, do you have any withdrawal symptoms? I don't, but I can hear the phone shaking. So then I'll ask them, why is the phone shaking? Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm shaking. Well, they think it's just a hangover.
Yeah.
No, those are withdrawals. Yeah. You're going through withdrawals. So,
the
main thing is give us a call and we'll get you to the appropriate level of care.
Alex Cordoba, thank you for all that you do for our community.
You're welcome.
And thank you for taking the time to come into the studio to speak with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We'll be sure to post information on the Sound of Recovery 2, links to San Bernardino County resources and other pertinent details mentioned in the show online at kvcrnews.org/musicallyspeaking. Thanks again to Alex Cordoba for joining us today, as well as to Donald Harris for his immense contributions and coordinating efforts. And we hope to see you at the upcoming performance of The Sound of Recovery 2 on Thursday, September 28th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium at San Bernardino Valley College. Musically Speaking is a production of KVCR News in collaboration with San Bernardino Valley College. To hear this episode and past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/musicallyspeaking. You can also listen on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, or search Musically Speaking on your favorite streaming service. This month's episode was engineered and edited by Rick Dulock. Technical website and social media support come from Tim Steidel and Sean Houlihan. We do hope you'll join us next month on the fourth Saturday and following Monday for our next episode of Musically Speaking. I'm your host, Margaret Worsley. Thanks for listening.